Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm thrilled you're here today. My hope is that 2019 is off to a great start. In fact, one of the things we want to do throughout the month of January is to provide great resources that we have found helpful in starting the year on the right foot. And so we're calling this Fresh Start. I hope you'll make plans even now to join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. Pastor Chuck, our lead pastor, is back on the platform, and he's going to be kicking off a 21-day emphasis through the Gospel of John. When people ask us, where do I start? What do I do to start the year off on the right foot? This is hands down the best way to do it, where we read together as a church, as a body, one chapter of John per day, and then we couple that with other resources that we're unveiling this Sunday. So make plans now to join us. But as we think through Fresh Start, one of the common struggles that I think a lot of believers have is, what does it actually look like to surrender daily to Jesus? In other words, what does it look like to live a life that has this posture of open hands that says, God, you've got all of me. Whatever I have, whatever I own is on loan from you. So God, you've got all of me. Now, there's several reasons why this is such a struggle, but one common one is too often we think of surrender as an event. We think of surrendering as a one-time decision. We think, well, I've done that before. We think, well, I surrendered when I was 8, or I surrendered last year, or I surrendered last month. But here's the truth. Surrender is not an event. It's a daily process. Surrendering to Jesus really is a daily decision. See, when you first put your faith in Jesus, that's when your faith actually becomes real. In a spiritual sense, he stepped out of heaven and he stepped into your life and he lives inside of you. But the moment his spirit comes to live inside of us, it kicks off a war, an internal war inside of us. That war is between God's best for our life and what our flesh desires. And so the question is, well, how do I surrender daily? How do I navigate this war that's inside of me? Well, there's a basic principle that says it this way. What you feed grows, and what you starve dies. Now, let me say that again. What you feed grows, but what you starve dies. Well, today I was reading in Genesis 4, and verse 7 popped out to me. In this chapter, you read about Cain and Abel, these two brothers, and Cain is so jealous of his brother Abel that he's coming up with some dangerous plans in his mind. And in that moment, God warns him. In Genesis 4, verse 7, God says this to Cain. He says, sin is crouching at the door, and it's eager to control you. See, here's that battle. Sin is crouching at the door, and it's eager to control you, but you must subdue it, and you must be its master. Do you see that? God puts the responsibility on Cain. He's saying, Cain, it's time to step up. Cain, you've got to take ownership of your life. Cain, you've got to keep the sin at bay. You are in charge of what you do next. In other words, what you feed, Cain, is going to grow, but what you starve is going to die. In other words, it's not automatic. In other words, God's not going to do it for you. And just like Cain, we have to make decisions. Just like Cain, we have agency. Just like Cain, we have the power of choice. We can choose to feed our flesh, or we can choose to starve it. If we feed our flesh, it may lead to temporary enjoyment, but it leads to eternal danger. Here's what it looks like. Oftentimes, feeding the flesh is me-centered. It's like, give me, give me, give me. What's in it for me? I can do whatever I want to. I don't need to help. I don't need to serve anybody. It's not a big deal. Nobody will ever know. That's feeding the flesh. Or we can choose to feed the spirit, where we have this posture, this attitude that says, well, I'm going to spend time with God daily. I have a game plan for reading the Bible every single day. I'm going to jump into a group so I can be around like-minded people that want to grow and they want to sharpen one another. I'm using my gifts. I'm committed to the church. I'm showing the love of Jesus consistently. See, as we launch into 2019, surrender is so important, but it's not a one-time thing. It's a daily decision. And so as we close today, I want to close with a simple way to pray. In fact, I try to pray this most every single day, and the words don't always stay the same, but it's a process of starting at the top of my head and going to the bottoms of my feet as a way of surrendering my life to Jesus. So I'm going to pray, and as I pray, you're welcome to pray along with me to personalize it and use it as a way to say, today, as best as I can, I'm going to surrender to you. Dear Jesus, even now as I pray, I give you my thought life. I pray that as I think today, that I would think of things from above, that I would think about your word. I would think about all the things that you've placed in front of me to do. Help me to guard my mind to think your thoughts. God, I surrender to you my ears. Help me to only hear what is true today. Help me to hear what is right. God, I surrender my mouth to you. Help me to speak words of life. Help me to use my words to build people up instead of tearing them down. God, I give you my heart. I pray that my heart would be soft. It would be sensitive to your leadership today, that I would do the things that you want me to do, and you would break my heart over the things that break your heart. God, I surrender my hands to you. Help me to build your kingdom today. Help me to use them to serve others instead of tearing them down. God, I give you my feet. I pray that everywhere I go, I would take the good news of the gospel with me, and I would be a person that carries and spreads peace. God, as best as I can, I surrender all I have today to you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.